Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Try to create a safe place where you set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Oh, whether it's thoughts, feelings, forgetful podcast hosts, physical sensations, emotions, bubbling up, creeping up, that you're experiencing. You know, whether you're out of town on the road, you're anticipating travel, or you just returned from travel. You got to work tomorrow. Whatever it is, I'm here to help. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rusty tangents, extra, words like that. False starts in the middle, right in the middle. You see, you can't have a false start in the middle of the sentence, can you? And I would say, could I? Maybe I can. But there's going to be here's the thing. If you're new, I'm here to help. I'm here to help put you to sleep. But mostly I'm here to be here while you fall asleep, to keep you company if you can't sleep, to be here, to try to help, and to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. And the structure of the show, if you're new, starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. You can find all that stuff on our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And then there's an intro. The intro's around 12 minutes or so long. It's a show within a show. Some people skip it. Most people, you put it on while they're getting ready for bed or while they're getting into bed and getting settled. But if you're new, test it out, see how it works. Podcast is a little bit different. After the intro, we're going to talk about The Good Place, the TV show. And we'll be talking about episodes 11 and 12. It'll be mostly things of like, what color is Michael's tie? What pattern is it? What did that sign say? Yeah, what does it mean? What does it mean to have... sand or something. I don't know. What kind of, this didn't come up, but this would be, it'd say, what kind of sand do they use in sandpaper? Is it the same kind of sand that gets in my pants and then in my bed? Like if you go somewhere and you say there's sand in my bed, is this, and I never thought about that to say, it feels like sandpaper. Has anyone ever started a sandpaper business based on reclaimed sand? I mean, I know sand is constantly being reclaimed, but no one ever brags about it because it's usually reclaimed from someplace. They say, oh, this is a fine sandy beach was reclaimed from the bottom of a bog. Yeah, bottom of a bog has a nice ring to it. Oh, good. So the intros are where I go off topic. I'll be trying to explain something like how we talk about The Good Place. Then I'll go off topic. Then I'll try to come back. So the structure of the show. Sorry. Intro, talk about The Good Place. I'll have some thank yous. There's some business between the intro and the Good Place talk. Yeah, but really, this should be a good place to sleep. Now, it doesn't work for everybody. Give it a few tries. But here's the thing, you don't really need to listen to me. I'll probably be talking about sand and bogs and reclaiming sand in a minute and trying to make that into a metaphor for the podcast. So that's what I'm going to do, that's during the intro. You don't need to listen to me. That's what I think I was saying. You can kind of listen. Hopefully I'll be just engaging enough to take your mind off of stuff. And you say, well, yeah, you're right, Scoots. People are getting stuff like reclaimed from barns. There's reclaimed wood. Like they say, well, this wood was at the bottom of a river and we reclaimed it. First off, no offense, but I'd say that's malarkey because I'm just having fun. I'd say, listen, wood baron, that's a bunch of malarkey. Take me to the spot where there was all this wood at the bottom of the river. And how'd you find it? And they say sonar. I say, oh, okay, touche. They say it's a well-known thing that actually, okay, never mind. I won't use you as an example anymore. I'll go to the sand reclaimers next. So you don't need to listen to me. Hopefully I'll be just, but you've heard of those things. Like they say, well, this was reclaimed from an old barn. They say, well, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Say reclaimed from the bottom of a bog. You'd say, well, I'm not too sure about that. Reclaimed from a river, fine by me. We're interesting folks, us human beings. And let me just follow my thoughts for a minute. You say, well, reclaimed at a barn. Well, I like looking at barns, but I guess if it's going to fall over, or it already did, maybe. But I like looking at falling over barns, too, when I'm driving by. But, maybe I don't know. So I'll stay out of that. I'm just saying that's what my thoughts would be. If I was going to pay, I don't have money to buy anything reclaimed except for when it's in the scratch and dent bin. But that's my reaction. I'm just giving an example. And if you said, this sand was reclaimed out of the bottom of a bog. And, believe me, I'm a bog lover, but you wouldn't get anybody other than by, somebody with expertise that loves bogs more than me. Also, hold on while I Google what a bog is, if it's not the same thing I'm imagining. I would still be like, they say, before you lie down in this fine sand we have here at our private beaches, maybe you get the right staff member, you say, hey, you're just wondering, is this natural sand? No, oh no, it's reclaimed sand. Because this isn't a natural, this isn't a natural beach. It's a reclaimed sand beach. You say, oh really, where'd you reclaim it from? Oh, the bottom of, old Bunker Hill Bog or something. You say, wait a second, dude, that's not true. You can't have a bog. And I don't know anything about bogs, but I know you can't have it on a hill. You say, well, it's just a terminology. Okay, but anyway, this sand came from the bottom of a bog. Did you clean it first? That's what I'd ask right away. Even though, no offense, bogs, that's just a gut reaction. I know you're probably, you're the circle of life. Who am I to say, are you clean or not? I mean, obviously, this pristine white beach in my mind. But that really is a lot of times. I mean, the only place I know really is like, I think I was taking a ferry at Disneyland once, and they said, yeah, we got all this white sand from the bottom of this bog. And then they came and they said, sir, you're no longer commander of this vessel. You're out of work. We don't use terms like bog here. We call it a lagoon. And I said, come here, I'll hold you. Well, one day I'll use you as an example on my podcast of why people don't need to listen to me. He said, come on, Captain Joan, let me patch you here. Come on. It's okay. I think it's a bog, too. But this is really bogging down the intro, if you don't mind me punning around. But did you ever notice that? You say, well, yeah, I don't know if I want. And then they say, okay, well, what about this beautifully polished table here? Reclaimed from, you'd have to use some sort of adjective first about the type of river it was. I don't think pristine, mighty. I think mighty. Is that an adjective or an adverb? But you'd say the mighty, gooseneck river. Oh boy, really? This table was reclaimed wood from the bottom of the gooseneck river. Oof. Wow. How much does it cost again? Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll go to IKEA. They reclaim it from like sawdust or something and contact paper. Reclaimed from, their finest, composite materials. But that would be the most marketable. I don't know what any of this, I make this podcast. Sometimes I go on tangents and say, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But that you don't need to listen to me. And there shouldn't be, under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here. Bogged down in my own mind, trying to reclaim my thoughts. That's actually what this podcast is. It does have reclaimed thoughts from a pristine, mighty river, by the way, not from Bog, except I think I'm like, when I did one of those mail-in things, they say, okay, take a pluck of your hair. They came back, I was 85% Bog. Say, really, huh? 85% Bog, 14% peat moss. And I said, what the heck? Like, and then, it was one of those, I guess it was one of those comedy ones where you mail it in and then they, you know, send you something back hilarious. If that doesn't exist, by the way, I just patented that idea. You know, the comedy ancestry kit, except it wasn't funny to me. I said, really, I'm 88% Bog. Peat moss. I don't even know. Like I said, I couldn't even tell you a peat moss from a regular moss. And I said, isn't peat moss in a bog? I think I accidentally read that in a headline recently. Okay, let me get back to the new listener. So you don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep, though. I'll be here for about an hour to keep you company, to be your friend in the deep, dark night. And if you can't fall asleep, I'll be here to the very end. I think I may have just said that, but because I know there's some of you, I don't know. I know what it's like to lie there tossing and turning, but really just settle in. Like maybe here's a business idea. We reclaim peat moss and bogs, and we come up with a new system where you're floating. I can't picture peat moss exactly, but the finest purified peat moss, steeped in alliteration, and you can float on there in a bog, pristine bog, pristinified from all, living stuff that would get on your nerves, and you can just float there, and Scoots will tell you a tale infused with, organic scents, and the good kind, that come in like little oils, and, calming music, massages, massaging waves, all that in my peat bog. And that's kind of what the podcast attempts to do, but I'll be here talking to you to keep you company. And ideally you'll drift off on that, your little patch of peat moss, floating around, getting comfortable. And so that's what I'm here for. It doesn't work for everybody, clearly, because I don't even know, it was a surprise. I said, I thought I was like sugar and spice and everything nice. And they said, what? No. And I said, and, puppy dog tails. I realized that. And then I said, I'm already at the end of the intro, but who came up with that anyway? Who was this, who in the 1940s was against, they said, puppy tails, leave the puppy tails alone. And yeah, I'm aspirational. I said, one day I hope to be made up of sugar and spice. Well, I probably not, because they say then somebody's going to try to make a freaking cookie out of me. At least if I'm made up of a bog and a peat moss. When you're made up of bogs and peat moss, you have trouble saying stuff sometimes. They say, at least people will leave me alone. And they say, well, that makes sense. That's why I'm a kind of independent being. They said, it all came together. When I looked at those results, I can't tell you the other percentages because I'm not good at math, one. And two, most of the other ones are things that witches put in their cauldrons in cartoons, like Eye of Newt, 0.5% Eye of Newt. And they said, who? Oh, man. And I said, wait a second, Eye of Newt? I've always wanted it. I said, doesn't it give me some special powers, though? If it only had 1%, that's when you get the special powers. Same thing with dragon scales, 0.075%. It doesn't take hold until you're at 0.25. So even in the strange ingredients you could be made of, I'm on the downside. But whatever, but you say, well, likely careers, putting people to sleep, number one. And they say, other people sharing these results, it was very low. So whatever. I'm making the most of what I have. And I don't know. I thought I was trying to make a small metaphor about the podcast there. But yeah, I'm here to help. I'm here to help with the ingredients I have to work with. And I hope it helps you put to sleep. But it doesn't work for everybody. You listen to somebody ramble on about bogs and reclaiming sand. when is the ant, you know, when are they going to say, one day, maybe I'll do, I say, put the freaking sand back. And then I'll be the most, they say, Scooch, what happened to all our beaches? Oh, well, here's the thing. I declaimed them. One night when I did get an extra dragon scale and new power, I flew across the world. It gathered up all the sand, kind of without planning it out first. So I may have taken sand. I may have declaimed sand and accidentally reclaimed it, kind of unclaimed it somewhere else. Yeah, basically, I took all the beaches and threw them in bogs. And then the bog report would be, you know, we're live from bogs around the world, which have been filled with sand, overfilled. We're here with the representative of the frogs. They'd say, well, we blame the newts and the dragons because we know what it was the newts were behind this. They say, not again. I just go back to sticking to making a sleep podcast, which is what I do best. I'm a bit goofy, but I'm here to help. So give it a few tries. I really work hard, believe it or not. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And let's listen to a couple ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, travel, you're out of town, somebody else is out of town, you work a second or a third shift, whatever it is, I'm here to help. I'm going to try to create a safe place. And ideally, you feel treated with respect, with dignity. You feel welcomed. That's one of the main things is like that I feel makes this safe place is I'm glad you're here and I really want to help. Now, the podcast, if you're new, give it a few tries and see if it helps. I'll explain more in a minute. But what I'm going to do is invite you in. Come on in. This is a safe place I'm trying to make for you. How I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents that have been rustified, sleepy dust that's on the wind, like dust in the wind. Tangents, I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to follow your thoughts that were once secure, you know, like a bendy straw. My mind is like a bendy straw and my thoughts. And not just one of those bendy straws. Interesting. We'll come back to that. We'll talk straws in a little while. And, you know, just like all everyone's saying now, I don't know if they're saying BYOS, but, you know, one day you say, you like him? BYOS most of the time. But, you know, you don't have to. But I haven't seen that. I've heard the term, but I haven't seen any shirts BYOS because I guess there's so many S words. And you might say, well, no, we don't want you to bring that S, especially to this meeting of the community kindness meeting. No. We meant straws, you know, for our floats. Okay, anyway, let's get back. So if you're new, that's what I'm going to do. Send my voice across the deep, dark night, lulling, soothing tones, pointless meanders. And really, I'm here to keep you company, to tell you a story while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, structurally, what to expect. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. And you can find all of that at our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. And then we have an intro, which we're like 3 minutes into. Intros are around 12 minutes, kind of like a monologue. Heavy on the log with a heavy log to make you saw on logs. If there was a punchline, I think that was a triple tagline. Yeah, but the intro kind of is to reinforce the safe place, to make you feel welcome, to help you get ready for bed, or to help ease you into bed, or to make your, you know, say, hey, brushing your teeth is so boring. Now when Scoots is here, I don't think about how boring it is because he's boring me. And I'd say, exactly, you get it, totally. If you're brushing your teeth right now, it might be a little bit hard to hear me, but if you can hear me, look at yourself in the mirror and smile and say, good job, human. You're darn, you know, you're doing the darn best you can. And also great form, by the way, on that teeth brushing. Get, you know, by that top right spot back there. Good, very good. I've never seen a brusher. But some people listen. Some people, a few people skip the intro. And some, you know, some people fall asleep during it. Some people listen to relax at work or traffic or, you know, to while they're coding or painting or coding things in paint or writing code for paint. It's a new thing. Paint-based code, PBC, oh no, that's taken, but code-based paint, that's another one. You know, paint does spread codes, you know, because anyway, this is too deep of thinking. We say, well, that's a code. Even a picture has code to it, you know, maybe. Okay, my brain said, keep going. I'll go back to the straws. Okay, so there was an intro. Then tonight we'll be talking about Carole King and going on a Carole King-based guided adventure, which will all be explained, or you could sleep through it. And the show will end with some thank yous and good nights. There's a little bit of business between the intro and the show. So it's the structure of the show, but you don't really need to listen. I'm here to help you fall asleep and to keep you company, just like a friend you would have over. But there's no social compact. So, like, I've compacted the social compact, and then I composted it. And out of this, to totally work the metaphors, out of that loamy compost, I grew a podcast where I said, okay, this was once a social compact. Can we get the people from the Conjunction Junction to maybe do a song about this? And then, so out of that grew a podcast where I said, well, we're once was a social compact that you have to listen because it's a podcast, is one that says, no, no, no. Like, kick back, just like houseplants. You don't have to listen to them. You know, they might like listening to you and you giving them attention. But, you know, when you're in bed, your houseplant's just chilling there. Maybe the houseplant says, well, I don't got any sun rays anyway, so I'm just going to kick it too. And you can both be in a little bit of a passive mode. So you can kind of listen like a plant listens, because a plant doesn't feel pressure to say, mm-hmm, oh yeah. And then, maybe you ask a plant, are you listening to me? But the plant, I don't think the plant would say, no, I'm a plant, you know, really. I enjoy hearing the vibrations and the kindness in your voice, but I'm not really, I don't have a processing center. I got some cambium in here, and, you know, I got a root system and all that going, but have you breathed my oxygen? That's what I'm doing. So, yeah, just keep talking. Don't worry. I'm listening in my own way. Listen to me like a plant would, I guess is what I'm saying. If you like, you can not listen at all. You can listen, you know, I think that makes sense. I haven't ever had a two-way conversation. I mean, I have unfortunately had two-way conversations with plants, but, you know, that's my thing. But like most of the time, plant would say, keep going. You're doing great. And maybe I could say to you as a plant in this example, keep kind of barely listening. You're doing great. That's what this podcast is here for. That's why you're growing in the composted compact, compacted compact that's been composted. So you don't need to listen to me. Also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. The shows are an hour for a reason, because I'll be here till the end. If you can't sleep, you know, I'll be here to keep you company. But, you know, fall asleep at your leisure. You got plenty of time, and I'll be giving it my whole effort the whole time. And I'll be trying to follow, like I said, my thoughts, like my bendy straw thoughts, where I think that, like, here's the thing, here's a question that just came up in my brain about bendy straws, because there's a lot of things nowadays about, optimizing things or effort or whatever. I would assume that, like, I'm talking about one of those really bendy straws with, like, loop-de-loops and stuff, if you're drinking a beverage through there, Does that take more work than, like, have any studies been done? They say, whoa. You see, where did Ryan Gosling get that jawline? And they say, okay, and then, say, who's got else has got great jawlines? I'm not an expert. Well, maybe Harrison Ford, I don't know. But, you know, let's talk, let's just use Ryan Gosling. We can all agree on his jawline, right? Probably. One of my parts of my brain is squealing. I said, I didn't know I had had that part of my brain in there. Gosler, but what if we went back? Maybe Ryan Gosling reached out to me. Like, let me know if you used a bendy straw a lot. Again, I'm not trying to. I could. I mean, I bought a bunch of bendy straw stock before this episode, and stock of bendy straws. But you say, oh yeah, no, Ryan Gosling only drank his first 20 years of his life. Majority of beverages were through a bendy straw. And you say, really, huh, then maybe that's where that draw line comes from. Did I just say draw line? Maybe that's what it causes. Maybe it causes drawls, too. Owen Wilson's got a sweet drawl and a pretty darn good jaw line, if you don't mind me saying. So I don't know what my theory was. That's my, I tried to talk about bendy straws. My brain bended it in a whole other way. But so that's a theory. That could be a new podcast. Bendy Straw Theories with Scoots. Theory one. And I would say it probably has to be no, like, I would not try to say, well, it wouldn't affiliate. Like, I think you're kind of doing something. There's another part of my brain trying to associate it. I'll say, well, should I get a bendy straw? And I'd say, no, you should, buy stock in bendy straw companies. Actually, no, I'm kidding. No, I think it was more, Ryan Gosling's genetics and the bendy straw and being like, but here's the thing. It's fun. And you could say, it's like I'm drinking with bendy straws. It's like drinking a beverage with Ryan Gosling. Almost the same thing. Or you'd say good. I guess you'd say bendy straws, good enough for Gosling. There you go. I can feel my fortunes rolling in now. What was my point? I guess my point was my thoughts tend to go in those circles. And also, I was going to mention the other straws, the slightly bendy straws with the crimp in them. And I don't know how many people do use those to make noise like I do. But my brain also makes those noises, like when you're playing with a bendy straw, those are bendy straws too. Or I think they call those adjustable straws. You talk about a marketing term. Yeah, but I guess it is an adjustable straw. But straws are great, and I think we've covered that. I think that we can all agree that straws are great, and if it's good enough for Gosling, it's good enough for me, which is like could be a song. Maybe Damien could get. Maybe we could do like a musical together. I don't know. Bendy straws, the television, the movie musical. Anyway, I'm trying to unbend my brain to get to try to coalesce things into a point. But you don't need a strong jawline. You don't need to drink through straws. Whatever it is, whatever's keeping you up, whether you have those things or you don't, whether you're straw free most of the time, like I am, just because I'm a gulper, however you drink your beverages or don't. You deserve a good night's sleep, whomever you are. I really, truly believe that. I believe you deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, even internally and at bedtime. And I want to help bring some levity to that and goof around and, be silly. Oh, the silly straw. Maybe they call them silly straws. What could be more perfect? I'm going to be silly like a straw. You say, well, it's more bendy. I guess it's not bendy. It's twirly. So it's not really, I guess it is silly to, I don't know. I guess I don't have time to overthink that one, but I'd like to be as silly as a straw and keep you company, mess around, goof around. We'll have a little story tonight. We'll talk a little bit about Carole King and then go on a little adventure, and you can fall asleep whenever you want. But if you need me, I'll be here for you. I'll be here for you twice a week, doing my best, because I've been there in the deep, dark night. And while the show doesn't work for everybody, I hope it can help you. I work very hard. I strive and I yearn. I'd really love to help you fall asleep. And I really appreciate you coming by. Give it a few tries. See what happens. Thank you so much. And let's see here a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, travel, or somebody else's traveling, wind, anything, whatever's keeping you awake. It could be one of those things. It could be like a, what do they say, Penelope, Penelope, whatever. Could be someone named Penelope. And it's, that'd be interesting. I don't know if I've had, if I'd like to have a conversation with someone named Penelope. What name could be, does that name, here's a question that doesn't have to do with the podcast intro. Sorry, new listeners, already going off topic. Just a ponderance here. Actually, a ponderance about Penelope. But Penelope may have the perfect number of syllables for a name. Now, let's come back to this. I'll cross my fingers. Hopefully, I'll remember Penelope. Scooter, remember Penelope. And tonight I'll wake up and I'll say, Penelope. And I say, okay, what was that about? Okay, so if you're new here, welcome. I'm going to try to earn your trust. I'm going to try to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to create a safe place where it's a little bit silly. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use these lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Pointless creaky meanders and rusty tangents. I'm going to go off topic as I get distracted. But I'm really just here to keep you company, to be your friend in the evening, in the wee hours. I'm here to help. And so that's kind of the way I'm going to do it. It'll give you some more details, just if you're new. Here's the thing about the show. Don't try to make too much sense of it, because it's mostly nonsense with a tiny bit of nonsense in there for these episodes. Hubba hubba. Actually, I think maybe maybe in trouble. I think I was raised to never use hubba hubba and none in the same sentence. So maybe I'll say hubba bubba, because I think it could, more than once I was chewing hubba bubba. Hubba bubba used to be a gum. I don't know if it still is, to be honest. Because really, I don't know if you're an investor in gum stock, but the bottom fell out of the sugared gum stock years ago, like right around the time I started having to pay my own dental bills. The whole sugared gum market may have collapsed. It may also be something that's not true. And also, probably the gum companies are more diversified than that. So I don't know if they have internal holdings where they say, yeah, no. Internally, our internal gum stocks crashed, sugared gum stocks. Okay, what was I going to say? I was going to say, if you're new, don't try to make a lot of sense of this podcast, because it's mostly nonsense. And I'm a goofball. I'm trying to bring some lightheartedness to your bedtime. It does come in the form of creaky dulcets, which do grow on you if you're new. Here's a good thing. Here's a couple of things I haven't mentioned. My creaky dulcets do grow on people. And my humor, the things that people find initially humorous, kind of wears off. You become immune to it. You say, oh. Like, maybe the first time you listen, because it's so strange, you might have some laughs. Second time listening, maybe a chuckle or two. A third time listening, maybe a smile with your teeth. And then once you become a regular listener, you just kind of, you get a neutral, positive look, a dreamy look, really. That's what I'm shooting for. So if you're new, don't try to make a lot of sense. Give it a few tries. Structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with business. Obviously, that's kind of how we keep the show free and keep it going. And if you want to know who the sponsors are, just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com, click on the sponsors tab. or thank the patrons who support the show over on Patreon. So that's how we keep the show going. Then there's an intro. The intro is about 12 minutes. I think we're already like 5 or 6 minutes into the intro, which is kind of like a monologue, a familiar show within a show, to get you ready for bed, to help you ease into bedtime. To put that near, like, just a, it's just a smile above neutral on your face, that dreamy look, that Penelopean look. I just made that word up. I mean, I didn't make it up, but I gave it that meaning. Like, if I was like some skull, like a figure that could draw, like do art, you'd say, oh yeah, that was a work by Botticelli. That's where the term Penelopean came from the smile of, his, like a thingamajig about, you know, his wonderful artwork, by the way, is Botticelli. I think Botticelli's a painter, maybe a sculptor, maybe probably both. But yeah, so okay, what was I saying? Oh, so the intros are where I kind of introduce the podcast. I give some examples of how the podcast would take your mind off stuff, but not engage you. And some people use it while they're brushing their teeth, while they're getting ready for bed. Some people use it in traffic or when they're stressed at work. So a few people skip it, but whatever you do, give it a few tries, see if it works for you. But the intros are around 12 or so minutes. If you want to skip it, you skip ahead. But just make sure to check out the, you know, how we keep the podcast going. So those are the intros. Then tonight we'll be doing our series, The Stan Chronicles, from Nuns in Space, or Nuns in Space, The Stan Chronicles. And that's about a freestyle soda machine named Stan and his adventures in space. So that's going to be mildly entertaining. You say, okay, it took my mind off what was keeping me awake. But I said, well, how much adventuring can a freestyle soda machine do? And I said, well, so, you know, someone's got it. Last week we had a discussion about diet, you know, getting rid of all the diet soda in there. So there you go. So there'll be a story. There's some business between the intro and the story. And then at the end of the show is our thank yous and good nights. So that's the structure of the podcast. You don't really need to listen. You can listen however works for you. Give a few tries, experiment, say, well, I like to listen and then I fall asleep. That's the average listener that I hear from. Some people like to listen all night long. Some people wake up in the middle of the night and they start listening. Some people turn me down to a murmur and listen, whatever works for you. But give it a few tries, and also no pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast more to be here while you fall asleep, to keep you company. I'm your boar friend, I'm your boar bae, I'm your boar bud. And I'm here, you know, just to be at your bedside or nearby. Really, really, that's what I'm really here for. To be your digital audio friend. And just give you a little distraction, a little story, a bedtime story for you, because I really, truly believe you deserve to get a good night's sleep. And I've been there, so I want to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. I did promise I'd talk about Penelope, so I don't know if there's any Penelopes listening, or anybody else with any other first names, because I was thinking, as they say that name, I don't know how many syllables, Penelope. Penelope. I think there's four, but they really do like ring and they like resonate. Penelope, did you just hear that? How lovely. I mean, I think my limbic system just went slack. Penelope. Very, I think maybe that would be like, if I was a hypnotist, that would be one of my things. I'd say, okay, when I say the words Penelope, your shoulders relax. Also, what I was thinking earlier in the intro when I couldn't totally go off topic, was that, what are those things called that I love? Tongue twisters. So you do have, I think there's other pee-based tongue twisters. Walked right into that one. Pee-based tongue twister. It doesn't even make any sense, but, Penelope, Penelope, so I'm not good at, I shouldn't do, make a tongue twister in the middle of it, I don't know. Oh, no, the other thing I was wondering about is, so if Penelope may be the perfect name for people like me that, you know, say, well, I like it. I don't know. It just has a ring for me. And also Penelopean is even better. You see, well, what do you consider yourself a part of, Scoots? Who are you really? Like if a reporter was like, really, what word would sum up your philosophy and your outlook on life? I'd say, well, Penelopean, that would be it. Penelopean. What's the code you live by, or code? Because I don't know what code means, but what is it? What really? I say, well, it's Penelopean. That's all I got to say. Also, my favorite flavor of ice cream, Penelopecan, for a cheap joke for 400 there. And you also, like, when I want to make an even cheaper joke, they say, what are you doing over there in the bushes? They say, Penelopean. Hardy har har. But I was thinking, the only drawback is, what's the nickname for Penelopean? Penelope. Really, Penelope. Pell would say, well, it doesn't really have a in P. Penelope. I'm serious. I'm sure there's one, but is it like one of those ones like that doesn't have, you say, well, isn't your name John? Why are they calling you Jack? It doesn't, I don't get it. And they say, well, it's a traditional nickname for John. And they say, Jack is a traditional nickname for John. I don't like I said, went for a while, my best friend was Bo. His name was Francis. And I said, I don't get it. Like I said, I could be friends with you. I just don't get it. Like, how do we get from Francis to Bo? And Jack from John, you could say, well, it's the same number of letters. How's that a nickname, you know? So Penelope, I'd say Pel-Pel, which doesn't exactly, that would be more of like a really like family dinner time nickname. Say, hey, Pel-Pel, like a best friend, Pels, I guess I'd call it, like, if I had a child named Penelope, or, you know, some sort of romantic relationship, I'd call it Pels. I'd say Pels Bells. Oh, well, Pels, I guess we'll have to, Scooch will have to, you know, tell you another boring story. So, yeah, if you do know, reach out to me during the day. Let me know if you are a Penelope, what your nickname is. I mean, not that you need one. We'd just say, well, sometimes I like to be in an informal situation, or, you know, I don't have three syllables to spare, and I don't want to call you Pel, just because I say, well, what are you going for, a grant? That's the only thing I think of when I think of Pel, because I think I had to apply for those. So, anyway, I don't know what I was talking about, but I think, like, here's the thing. Penelope's, I think it's one thing we could all agree on. Penelope's got to write a number of syllables for that name. And I'd say it's a great, great, I don't know. But I could tell you what, I'm glad you're here. And I really want to goof around. And I would posit that while I was pondering the name Penelope, the proper noun Penelope, pondering Penelope, there you go. I don't know, the Penelope Cruz story. I think it would be better, like, for somebody that's like, it'd be better if it was like Penelope's cousin or sibling. Pondering Penelope, you know, my life is the sister of a movie star or something. And I could write it. Believe me, if you want me to ghostwrite it, I could even imagine. I can write. I'm really good at writing imaginary. I'm actually better at reading fictional autobiographies and biographies, but I think I could do that one. Pondering Penelope. Maybe that's already been. I think it was probably like another one is probably made into a movie. It was pondering somebody else. But I don't know. But how about Poirot? Is it Poirot? I forget Poirot. That could be one. I think, can you do me a favor, anybody? Let's just lock that in. Poirot, right? I forgot how to pronounce it already. Poirot. But anyway, this went off the rails. I almost wrapped it up in a bow. and now I've lost the Agatha Christie contingent. So you're always helpful, actually. I have been corrected in the past, and I've misused that. And I said, okay, that's how you say it. It's just that part of my brain went bye-bye, went off to dreamland, became goo to enable me to make this podcast. So whether you're Penelope or you're just, you know, whether you're Penelopean or you're Simulian or you're just having trouble falling asleep, I'm here to help, and I really hope I do. I'm glad you're here. I work very hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. And here's a few ways we keep the show going. I want to thank everybody who wrote our Apple Podcast reviews. This is from AHDFed, who says, two-time helps a lot. Tried this podcast before, but at first I didn't like it. Then I came back a few weeks later and it helped. It's much better than falling asleep to radio, TV, or other podcasts, you know, which can wake you up. Only wish I could stay awake to hear the full stories. Thank you so much. Kelzadon says it works every night. I've come to depend on this podcast. I got stuff that comes up for me at all intervals of the night. I toss and turn, have trouble calming my mind, but this podcast has greatly helped. Thank you, and please keep up the awesome work. Thank you. What about Kelly19, who says, basically, my favorite podcast. Such a soothing voice. Listens several nights a week. Helps shut me down before bed. J-R-U-H-H-S-O-H from the UK. A good podcast, but you get off topic in the intro a bit. I think you should put the actual start of it in the podcast notes. Good job, though. Miss Misty's says, my new boyfriend. Scooter is the most blissfully boring part of my day. Perfect for bedtime or when you just want to zone out. Love it. Emmy Bear, 1130. Used to have horrible insomnia. I started listening to this podcast about a year and a half ago. Never had a sleepless night since. Perfect guy for the job. So glad I found sleep with me. It truly changed my sleep routine. 110% recommend it. Try it ASAP. Crispy Skin says, the greatest. Scoots helped me sleep every night and has done so for the last 2 years. He's the greatest. Caramel Carla, thank you, Scooter. I love this so much. I love your cadence, your attitude, your humor, and your comforting, self-deprecating mumbling. I'm a single working mom. Carla's from Australia. And, you know, I got to deal with rent, anxiety, depression. But this makes it easier. Thanks for what you do. Oh, when I get easier, when things get better, I'll even support the show. You're invaluable. Thank you for your generosity in all forms. Thank you, Carla, for your kindness. And FJ, FJ, FKC, JD, ND, JV, JD, NC from Canada. So it's very beautiful. This podcast makes me feel safe. Habitually, I have trouble getting to sleep, but this lets me turn the lights off and go to bed. So thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to all our patrons who supported the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. And make sure to check out all the wonderful shows that Night Vale presents, which Sleep With Me is a proud member. It's Night Vale Presents.com. Thanks.